Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my special guest, Minister Harold Copeland, in studio today as we continue in our lesson under the umbrella of discipleship, the very nature of God. And if you were not with us on last week, we encourage you to go back through the podcast and listen to the previous broadcasts, lessons, so that you could be brought up to date with this today. So you've been missing a treat if you have not been listening or catching every one of the lessons as we move closer and closer in to the nature, the very nature of God. It is a rich lesson, and we're just praying for you to continue to be discipled, that you would grow and go in grace. And as we continue to search the scriptures and learn more about God's love for his children, the body of Christ, that others will see his love through you as well as through us, that they would want to come in to the ark of love, meaning Jesus Christ, that they too would have a right to the tree of life. So Minister Harold is here with me, and we are going to continue to break bread together with you as we lay out the banquet table for you. So we just continue to ask that you come ready, willing, and able to receive, and have your device or your Bible and paper and pad or something to write with, to continue to take rich notes, that you could further study the Word of God as we bring this particular broadcast to a close. So God told Moses to go. That's what he told him to do. He told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh that I am sent you. And I like the way that God expressed that to Moses. And what that shows us is that I am is an expression of the power of God, the power of God. He is the creator of creation. And he told Moses simply to go to Pharaoh and say, I am sent you. This is the type of authority. Everything comes under God's submission. Scripture tells us in Colossians 1:16, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Amen. So this is a God that we love and serve because he loved us first before we loved ourselves. So the God of heaven and earth is an awesome God, sovereign God, almighty God, full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. A nature born-again believers have within. Now that speaks about you. A nature that born-again believers have within us by way of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we are going to continue in this wonderful lesson under the umbrella of discipleship, but focusing on the nature of God, the very nature of God. So, Minister Harold, if you would take the wheel and continue to drive this Bible bus through Scripture as we continue our lesson today on the very nature of God. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. Hello again, everybody. We welcome you to the broadcast today. We always release the blessings of God upon you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our wonderful host, Minister Kenita Smith, we are in studio together again to release the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of our Lord and our God. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. And we want you to know that it is always an honor and a blessing to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your life. And you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny for your life. As it was said earlier, we're still on the series under the umbrella of discipleship. And the most wonderful, beautiful, gracious, awesome topic, series that can be taught is the nature of God, the true nature of God, the loving heart of the loving Father. Yes, the Father heart of love to a people that is the apple of His eye. So we're going to jump right on into this loving text. And we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. In our launch pad scripture, we take out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28. Starting with verse 16, all the way through verse 20.
Matthew 28:16. And it reads this way in the Amplified Translation. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted that it was really he. Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, our foundational scripture for this particular topic, the nature of God, the true nature of God, we will come out of the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter number 3, starting with verse 16. And we will read all the way through verse 21.
Ephesians 3, 16 through 21. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Now, our last scripture to take us into the teaching will come out of the book of John. The Apostle John, the first chapter. John chapter 1, starting with verse 1, all the way through verse 3.
John 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
Yes. And I would like to make two statements which will be solidified as we go through the teaching today. The first statement is, religion credit God. I'll say again, religion discredit God. Second statement, relationship honors God for all the great marvelous things that he has done for us. I say again, relationship honors God for all the great and marvelous things which he has already done for us. One reason God can be so easily discredited is because people don't really know him. And you know that word, know. Hands on, day to day, moment by moment, intimate personal relationship with him. And without that relationship, we get into religion and we discredit God. But with a hands-on, day-to-day, moment-by-moment, intimate personal relationship with him, we can honor our God. In order to know God, we must know his word, have an intimate relationship with his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God's word, his very word, put on flesh, and we called him Jesus. He became the living word. God's spoken word became the living word and dwelt amongst us. And we must know this word and know this Jesus to have that hands-on, day-to-day, moment-by-moment, intimate personal relationship with God from our hearts. The only way we can truly know, I love that word, know. Every time I release that word, know, from my heart, it's like I can hear God say, I love you. Intimately speaking into the inside. Through the voice of his trumpet, the most powerful words in the universe. I love you. And in order to know anything about our God, we must go through the Bible. And we know the Bible is God's word spoken from his very heart to his people. The loving words of God. It's a love story, and we have to make it personal. It's a love story. The word of God, the Bible, is a love story spoken from God's heart to you and to me. Make it personal. It's a love story that must be told. Amen. And then received in our hearts, unconditionally, not because of us, not because we have done anything so good and so awesome that we just make God, please God. And no, because of what Jesus has done for us. God has made up in his heart and his mind that he's going to love us in spite of us. And he wants us to humble ourselves, open up our hearts, and receive this awesome. And one scripture that was read, it said that I may know the intimate relationship with God that surpasses knowledge. Go past our human mindset, no matter how educated that mind is. One could have BAs and masters and doctorates and two or three doctorates and glory to God, all type of training, the greatest universities in the earth realm. But their human mind still cannot hold the agape, the love of God, the unconditional love of God. It must be known that I may know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of suffering. Yes, God. The love of God. See, everybody on the earth has an opinion of what God is like. Everybody has their opinion and what God will do. And most of these people haven't read the Word of God. I talked to a woman of God the other day, and I purposely opened up the conversation about God because I know she didn't go to church. And in a nice way, I asked her, I was asking, was she a Christian? Did she believe in God? And surprisingly, she said yes. And me, you know, with my eyesight, looking in the natural, I haven't seen her go to church, any type of Bible studies or mention God or anything. And she began to say, I believe, not what the Word says. She began to tell me what she believed and what she think. I believe that as long as we do good, I believe that we don't have to do, I believe, she's telling me what she believes and not what the Word of God says. She has no encounter with the Word of God, and because she has no encounter with the Word of God, she don't know. She don't have any type of relationship with her. But she think, in her opinion, that she got it. And she's doing what God requires. And see, people like that, they're all around us. And we must pray. We must pray that God take the blinders off of their eyes. Take the eye salve away from them, and that they may see, you know, amazing grace. I once was blind, but now I see, that they may see. And then they can enter into this relationship, the greatest relationship that anybody can have in the earth, is a relationship with the Father. That's the relationship that we all long for, to know the nature of God, to know the true nature of God, that God loves us in spite of us. And we don't go by our opinion, for our opinion, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end is destruction. Our own opinion of God and what we think about God will lead us to destruction. The only thing that God gives us to know him, hands-on, day-to-day, moment-by-moment, intimate personal relationship with him, and the only source truly reliable, is God's written word. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number one, starting with verse 1 through verse 3.
Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not witness. And whatever he does shall prosper.
Amen. And the word of God will give us that intimate, hands-on, day-to-day, moment-by-moment, intimate personal relationship with God. And we will know him. And we will know the love of God as we meditate on this word day and night. And we will know the power of his resurrection. Now, through scripture, we have shown, the Bible says that his word is established on two or three witnesses, and we went far above that, that established that the true nature of God is love. The agape, not the watered-down humanistic love that we know of, even with that relationship with our parents and our siblings. It was watered down. Even in marriage, our love is watered down. It's conditional. I was married for 21 years to a lovely woman of God who's in heaven now. And I think that she was a blessing, a gift to me from God. But there were times in that marriage that she could go days and she didn't want to speak to me because I did something to make her mad. And I challenged her love for me. Man, we know it was temporary and God brought forth restoration. But God never does that. He never separates us from his love. He separated himself from his son so he don't never have to separate himself from us. Now that's love. That's love. There was an old song when I was coming up and the young lady was singing this song to say, what love got to do with it? I tell you what, everything. Glory to God. Everything. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Love God. Everything to do with it. And although God never changes, the same yesterday, today, and forever, God only made two covenants with his creation, his mankind, his people. One is what we call that Old Testament, Old Covenant, and then we have the New Testament, the New Covenant. And even though God's nature is always the same, unconditional love, in the old covenant, it didn't look like it. Amen. And people got a false impression of who God really was, or who God really is. And the old covenant just demonstrates and releases and reveals the love of God to us in such an awesome way. And we read two scriptures last week, one from the old and one from the new. And through that, we're going to go in there and we're going to pull out the true love of God. And after we release that and bring it out, then we're going to go sit in the old covenant and let the old covenant model for us what it looks like to have a relationship with the loving God, but without the Master, without our Lord and our Savior, without the presence of Jesus Christ, and most importantly, without the precious shed blood of the Lamb. And we're going to let the old covenant model that out for us. And then we're going to step into the new covenant, the New Testament, and let the New Testament model the true nature of God to our hearts and to our minds and to our souls, that we can have an intimate encounter with him that will change our lives forever and takes us from glory to faith to faith. So let's look at those two scriptures again. We're going to start out with the old covenant. the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 15, Numbers chapter 15, and we started with verse 32, and we read through verse 35. Let's read that again.
Numbers 15, starting at verse 32. Now, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. They put him under guard because it had not been explained what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "A man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp."
Amen. Now, the new covenant reveals the same love of God, the same nature of God, but there's a different picture. And we read from the book of John. We read John chapter 8. John chapter 8, we started with verse 3, and we went all the way through verse 11. Let us read that again.
John 8, verse 3. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "Who is without sin among you? Let him throw a stone at her first." And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more."
Amen. Through both scriptures that was read, we see our God who changes not. We see our God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we have solidified in this teaching through the scripture, that the nature of God, the true nature of God, is the agape, the unconditional love of God. Not because of us, but in spite of us. And that the unconditional love of God, the agape, was exemplified in both texts. And that Old Covenant reading out of the book of Numbers and the New Covenant reading out of the book of John. And the Old Covenant unconditional love look harsh. And the New Covenant, this awesome woman caught in the very act a thousand times worse in our judging. Well, you know, we rate scripture. We rate sin, big sin, little sin. A thousand times worse than picking up sticks. She was forgiven. Who gonna accuse her? Say, who's qualified to accuse this woman? We need to think about that before we open our mouth and speak against our brothers and our sisters. Who is qualified? Which one of you have not but one sin? Hallelujah, that's beautiful. Amen. And we can clearly see the agape in that. So let's just move forward and I'm making a statement here. In the Old Testament, which is the Old Covenant, the Old Testament is incomplete. Come on, you. Stay with me. We're getting somewhere here. The Old Testament is incomplete. Amen. Now, listen. Because of a barrier, somebody said barrier. Because of a barrier called sin. Yes. Yes. Say that again. That's a mouthful, but it's powerful. The Old Testament is incomplete because of the barrier called sin. We're going deeper in there. Let's go to the book of Romans. I just love the book of Romans. I don't know if I ever told you all. I want to say one of my favorite books. Yes, it is. That's one of my favorite. I mean, the book is awesome. Romans. We want to go to chapter number 7. Awesome book for the New Testament believer. Romans chapter number 7. We want to read verses 13 and 14.
Romans 7, starting in 13, verse 13. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
Amen. I am carnal, sold under sin. And see, the Old Covenant presented us to God, but the covenant took time to show man efforts to try to walk in the presence of this holy God. Man efforts, we would say even his best efforts, to try to be pleasing in the sight of God. And no matter what man did or how great he done it, he could not remove that barrier that stood between God and man called sin. And no matter how hard man tried to please God or get closer to God, everything he produces became sinful, and as that word says, ever so sinful. Man efforts ever so sinful to get into the presence of God. So God himself had to deal with sin in order to contact, have that fellowship with man. And we look, the old covenant One man picked up a stick, was killed. The young lady in the book of John, the very act. It wasn't hearsay. Adam didn't tell Bob. Bob didn't tell Charles. Charles didn't tell Daniel. Daniel didn't tell Evelyn. Evelyn didn't tell Frank. It wasn't hearsay. It wasn't heard through the grapevine. The very act of adultery. And we know the Lord loved the story. Jesus bent down and love just took over. And we say that to say this, that the word, it does. It looks contradicting. It looked like God puts love on the shelf in the old covenant. But it's not. The word of God does not contradict itself. There is a harmony between it all. And when we pull up a scripture from the old and then pull up a scripture from the new, is we're harmonizing. Somebody say harmonize. We're harmonizing the old and the New Testament. And that's the only way we can get a realistic explanation of why God did and how God did what he did. And when he did it, and we have to harmonize the Old and the New Testament to reach a better, more complete, somebody say complete, complete understanding of the nature of God. In the Old Testament, we see a picture of God that is incomplete. Let me say it again. In the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, we see a picture of God that is incomplete. It is not incorrect. It's just incomplete. Who create their understanding of the nature of God based only on the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. They usually don't end up with a fully accurate picture of God. The Old Testament is only a partial picture. The Old Testament, the Old Covenant, is not a perfect representation of God. Unless we understand the New Testament and we are able to harmonize, somebody say harmonize, we are able to harmonize the New Testament with the Old Testament, we are going to end up misunderstanding the love and the whole nature and the whole nature of God. I've been there. I've done that. I was in churches that taught God according to the Old Covenant and the Old Covenant only. And it made God to look like a big, bad judge sitting behind a huge desk with a huge gavel in his hand ready to pop you upside your head when you messed up. And I was taught that. So when I sinned, you're talking about performing, I would spend hours and hours, days and weeks to repent. And sometimes it took me 2 weeks just to repent, to get back in the presence of this judge with this big gavel that got a bike ready to pop me upside my head. I would spend day and night in the church, day and night fasting, crying, Lord, I'm so sorry, God, please forgive me, Lord. Maybe better way just performing because of incorrect teaching. I thought God turned his back on me, never loved me again, and I got to work hard to get his love back. That's incorrect. That's not the good news of the gospel. There's nothing good about that. Amen. And we're going to kill some of those sacred cows that was taught in error. Amen. Trying to discredit the love of God. And maybe in this hour, someone has discredited the love of God to you. And maybe there's someone out there that haven't received the love of God because of these false teachings and this big bad God. You know you sinned, and you know you have sinned, and you're just afraid to come to God because of the error of the teaching, because they say he's so mean and he got a handful of wrath. He's going to throw it upon you, and he's going to punish you and beat you down. And it's out there. And that's just error teaching. And God is calling some hearts and minds to the truth, that he may love you and that you may realize that he first loved you in order that you may love him and you could begin to love yourself and to love others. We as Mission from the Heart Radio, we are a salvation ministry. And Holy Spirit always shows up, amen, and offers salvation to the hearts and the minds of the people that hear and listen to this broadcast, and even those, most importantly, those that listen to it for the first time. So what about now? By the nudging of the Holy Ghost, I am going to stop, I am going to drop, and I am going to pray, and I am going to turn us over to Minister Cornita Smith, that has been anointed by the power of the living God to take us to the cross, hallelujah, and reveal this great gift of love that was died, buried, and resurrected on our behalf. Minister Smith.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a time, in addition to listening to the word and breaking the word down for it to be good meat for the soul, this is a time that I take serious as well. When we extend the gospel to those who may not know him. And this is an opportunity for us to get serious with ourselves and know that the love of God wants you, loves you, graciously wakes you up every morning. His grace. And he has been speaking to you, nudging to you through his still small voice that you need a Savior. And I just believe that he has set this day aside for you, that you would come to the foot of Jesus, making your petition known. As humble as you know how, receiving the salvation that we need. Revelation 3:20 puts it this way. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. That's what he's doing with you. He's knocking on the heart, door, heart of your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. And it goes on to say, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Now that in itself is delightful, delightful to know that God wants to come in to your heart by way of salvation and the Holy Spirit. John 1:12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to come children of God. So yes, as you believe by faith, yes, you are my brother. Yes, you are my sister, saved by his amazing grace. Remember, his grace woke you up this morning. His grace gives you the very air, breath that you breathe, every inhale and every exhale. That's his grace. and Romans 10:9, that if you, yes, you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now that's a promise for us all. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we know he is, you believe in your heart by faith that God raised him from the dead, our resurrected Savior, who hung, bled, and died on the cross, but he got up on that third day. Hallelujah for his resurrection. You will be saved. So this is what we, Brother Harold and myself, Mission from the Heart Radio, this is what we do, is to extend Jesus to you by way of salvation. So we encourage you right now to stop, drop, and pray with your mouth, asking him to come into, now he's been knocking, but come into your heart. He's been knocking for years. He's been knocking for months. He's been knocking on the heart of you for days. And you've put him aside. You've ignored him. Other things got in the way to distract you from saying, here I am, here I am. So we ask our brothers and sisters in Christ to touch and agree with us as we pray with you. Now you humble your heart the best way you know how. We pray our words, but your heart, and you follow along as you prepare to give your life to Christ. So let's pray right now. Now, as we bow our heads, set our minds on Christ, what he did on the cross for you and me, we will pray this simple prayer. Now, God sees your heart. So let's make this happen today. So let's pray. Lord God, you are my Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You are a God that I have seen daily. Through the seasons that pass, time after time after time, through the very nature of the trees you created, even when the wind hits my body, I know that's no one but you, Lord God. And through the very pages of the Bible, on how it speaks to me every time I read your word, I come alive. Here I am, Lord, to take care of my heart, be made brand new. I lift up holy hands to you, surrendering my life to you. For this is the only way, through Jesus, whom I love, that I know what he did on the cross for me. I surrender. I surrender all that I have to give, which is nothing, but here I am, Lord. I believe that he did what he did on the cross by faith. I know he did. And Lord, I know that you can clean me up from the inside out, and I'm ready. I've done too much that did not please you in my lifestyle, my living, in my mouth, my conversations, foul mouth, and in my thoughts, which were not healthy for myself. Lord, I lay it at your feet. Use me, clean me, and I know you love me. Lord, I love you. In Jesus' holy name, I love you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a time of rejoicing. It really is. And my brother and my sister, I know the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church that you would continue to be discipled, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, hallelujah, you will let the world know that you are a Christ follower, that you trusted Jesus with your life. And that is a joy to let the world know. Seek out a small group Sunday school class in the church and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart radio, because God's working all this out for your good, for our good collectively, as we continue to grow and go in grace. So hallelujah, praise the Lord. We are so excited for you, and we will continue to pray for you. Brother Harold?
Hey, man, we would like to welcome our new family members and even our brothers and sisters that have strayed away a little bit, but you came back home. I've been there and done that. For God to leave the 99 and go find that one and bring that one back to the flock. And we just said, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we know a feast is taking place in heaven just because of you. And a feast is taking place in our hearts and our minds as we rejoice that the kingdom of heaven is being greatly populated. And on the flip side, kingdom of hell is being depopulated. And it's all in the name of Jesus, by his blood, and most importantly, the unconditional love of God. We love you. And we want you to know the true nature of God, that he loves you. And we're going to continue releasing great revelation on the love of our Father, that we may know the loving heart of our Father, that we may come one with the Father's heart of love, and knowing, glory to God, that this is the greatest love story that ever been told, and God has revealed the truth of his love to you for such a time as this. We love you. We thank God for you. And we'll see you again next week. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So always remember, just with what Minister Copeland indicated, that God loves you. He loves us so much that he gave. He gave his only begotten son, according to John 3:16. So we pray for you that you would continue to be faithful to God and his word, because he's faithful to us. And continue to share, to listen to the broadcast and share it with someone else in your circle of influence, that they too would be blessed by the ministry, Mission from the Heart. So always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the grass withers and the flowers do fade, but the word of God, which delights my soul, and we pray it delights yours too, will remain forever and ever. Have a blessed rest of your day, and we will meet you again under the umbrella of discipleship. God bless you.